The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Looking forward to the holiday. How about you?
Yep. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Absolutely. And, of course, also looking forward in much of the country to colder weather. So HouseLogic is of the mind that winter cleaning is more important than spring cleaning. Do I have that right?
Yeah, think about it. We shut ourselves inside for the winter months with all the dirt and grime our houses have accumulated during summer and fall when our windows are open. And just to put that in perspective, the EPA estimates that our indoor air during winter could be 5 times more polluted than outdoor air.
Okay, so you sold me on that then. What kinds of things then should we be doing for a thorough winter cleaning to improve our indoor air quality?
Sure, I would start with some guerrilla vacuuming. And by that I mean things like vacuuming the underside of furniture. It's not enough to just vacuum under your furniture. You want to tilt your upholstered chairs and couches all the way back, expose the bottoms, and really vacuum those tacked-on dust covers underneath. And another place you might not think to vacuum or dust where all sorts of particles collect is the top of doors, trim, artwork, all that stuff.
Okay, it's a good point. Just about everything in your house has some kind of horizontal surface that really collects dust and dirt.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, besides the tops of doors and artwork, there's baseboards, chair rails, the electric wall plates, your wall-mounted smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, thermostats, of course, the top of cabinets if they're not all the way to the ceiling, light bulbs and light fixtures, which can actually make your home seem more dim, too. Computer monitors, books, it's just endless.
And I take it you should also vacuum behind the fridge?
Yeah, you should do that periodically to help it operate at peak efficiency, because if you're not cleaning it, you could be raising your utility bill by as much as $5 to $10 per month. And the thing you want to clean are the condenser coils, and they are the things that condense and cool the refrigerant, and if they're caked with dust, they have to work harder, which is why I said your utility bill might go up. And some of them are at the bottom of the fridge, and some of them are on the back. So if they're on the bottom of your fridge, you just have to take off the bottom faceplate, and then you'll be able to see the coils, and you can, clean the dust on them with a condenser cleaning brush. It's probably under $10, or you can use your long, thin vacuum attachment. But always unplug the fridge if you're doing this kind of work on it.
Okay. Now, you can put down a piece of cardboard, too, so that the grit under the wheels on the refrigerator doesn't scratch your flooring.
Yeah, that's a good tip, because if the condenser coils are on the back of the refrigerator in particular, you're going to have to pull the unit out of the nook completely. So then you want to brush or vacuum the coils again, clean up any dirt and dust on the floor, and you're all set.
What about disinfecting?
Yeah, so one of the things I think we forget, at least I have, I admit it, is to wash and disinfect garbage cans and waste baskets. They're germ havens. Stuff leaks into them. And it's really pretty simple. Just take them outside, blast the insides with your garden hose, and add disinfectant. And you could use regular bleach, like 1 cup per gallon of water. But a nice environmentally safe option is undiluted hydrogen peroxide in water or vinegar mixed with water. And I mentioned the environmental thing because, especially if you're doing it outside, it's kind of nice not to use something that might impact the groundwater. So, once you've got it disinfected, use a bristle brush to remove, scrape around in the garbage can, and then rinse it and let it dry. The sun drying is really great because that really helps eliminate bacteria.
All right, great. Thank you, Christina. For more winter cleaning and maintenance tips, visit houselogic.com/radio. And you can follow HouseLogic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.